It was so difficult to watch. People from our agency have done a lot of interviews since then, kind of talking about what is a brain injury? What does that look like? And getting to see that fencing response on national television where his, fingers and hands were in an unnatural locked position, that is so scary. And to be able to recognize that and recognize what is happening in the brain at that same time is just kind of like, oh my gosh, you're praying that he's going to be okay. And then you're just like, oh, this is not looking good for him.
No, you saw that, and I didn't understand that until it was explained. But then after it was explained, and to see that so vividly.
Yeah, it's really hard to watch and digest that, especially since it was known, the Sunday before that he had also taken a hit. And so that's hard. It's hard to kind of comprehend that somebody would put themselves in such a compromising position.
And the thing is, we see it there and in such a violent way with the NFL, but unfortunately, concussions can happen, and they can happen anytime, and I'm sure happen quite frequently. Just even with Parks and Rec kind of events, they do happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So 2 out of 10 high school athletes will suffer a concussion this school year in any kind of sport. I like to say concussions can happen to anybody, anywhere, at any time. It doesn't really matter. Head injuries, they occur, and there's very, we try and protect ourselves as much as we can. We encourage kids to wear bikes on their helmets and athletes to, of course, wear helmets if the sport requires it, but it's hard to be prepared for something like that and kind of be aware of everything coming at you at all times.
And that's a good reminder that one of the easiest things we can do is to wear a helmet. And you
Yes.
see more and more of them, but still there are a lot of cases where kids don't wear helmets, especially when they get to be teenagers and such.
Yeah, because it doesn't look cool, right?
Yeah.
Nobody
Yeah.
wants to wear a helmet when you're 16 and 17 and on your skateboard. But, we're now, the reports are coming out of Tua's injury, and we're learning that this is going to be a very long recovery for him. And it's the same thing with a lot of kids on my caseload, in the Fredericksburg area. Some of them are a direct result of not wearing a helmet when riding their bicycle. And that's a hard pill to swallow, especially as a parent, because you're like, that was preventable.
What are some of the signs for a concussion?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So if your kids come home and they've hit their head, or the school's called and said, hey, your kid slammed into the bleachers during gym class or whatever, and you're seeing some fatigue, loss of appetite, their sleep schedule is a little bit off, maybe they're dizzy, kind of disoriented, those can be some major signs for a concussion. And we always recommend, please go see a medical provider. Go get checked out. And we know most concussions are going to resolve within, a couple of days, but sometimes they don't. And when they don't, that's when we always say, after you get that diagnosis from a doctor, hey, this is a concussion, rest hasn't resolved it, come see us, Brain Injury Services in Northern Virginia, and we can definitely hook you up with the right resources.
So it's not just a headache.
Sometimes it is going to be just that headache, right? But you're really going to kind of focus in on some more than one symptom. So if you're getting a headache and some sensitivity to light, and then you really just don't have the same appetite that you used to, that's probably a good indicator that you need to go see a doctor. And when you're looking at kids in the school system, everything is on a screen right now. They're doing a lot of their schoolwork from home with computers, and that can really hinder their ability to learn and grow. So just making sure that you have the right diagnosis, you're treating it appropriately, it's never going to hurt to just get all the information that you can.
So if you do suspect, get it checked out right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't waste any time. Go to your doctor, go to your primary and urgent care, and just say, hey, my kid hit their head. They're showing these symptoms. What are our options? Does this look like a concussion to you? We always encourage schools, every coach, sports coach that I talk to, high school, middle school, doesn't matter. This is something that the NFL does too. They do baseline testing. So having a baseline test of what your kid can do, it's just a very quick inventory, couple of questions, what they can test before a head injury. And then if you do suspect a head injury, let's say on the field, you can always say, well, let's do this test really fast and compare the scores. That's a very simple way. A lot of schools don't like to do that, but it is very, very helpful. So if you are a parent, you can always advocate for that, just baseline testing.
We've seen athletes retire very young because they're concerned about down the line what some of these what multiple concussions can mean.
Absolutely. So when you start talking about multiple concussions, and the potential damage that they cause. You know, your brain, a concussion is just your brain rocking around inside your skull, and it's a very gentle, it's a very fragile organ. So when you really start doing all that damage, you're compiling that damage and you're not giving yourself the recovery period that you need. It can be very damaging. You're looking at long-term life impacts and you're thinking about your quality of life and how it can be impacted. I think of poor Tua, you know, what is this going to do to his quality of life after this? And I never, you know, I never really want to know the answer to that because I have to see it so much in this line of work, but it is worth begging the question. And is it really worth it going, you know, returning to play too soon? You're talking about aging somebody 10 to 15 years prior to their, you know, their retirement date. And football already has such a short career, you know, time frame. So that's a very scary thought to me, because I think about myself. I don't want to age 10 to 15 years faster than I want to, you know.
Right.
So it is. It can be really scary and really tricky to kind of navigate. But if you're in the Northern Virginia area, Brain Injury Services, you know, we have a lot of different departments that can help a lot of people navigate what that looks like.
I guess you hope that this is in some ways a wake-up call, and for sports trainers at all levels, and for parents and for coaches.
You know, I'm really saddened that this happened, but I'm hoping that schools, like you said, they're coming to realize what a serious issue this is and how this can follow an athlete and a child throughout their high school career, how it can impact their grades, their chances of getting into college, and even if they become a college athlete or not. So it's definitely, I'm glad it's getting the attention that it is, because it is such a huge issue right now.
Brain Injury Services, I know you offer free resources for Northern Virginians.
Absolutely, yes. So we are free, a free agency. We're a nonprofit, and we're in Northern Virginia, but we have different offices throughout the state. I'm currently based out of the Fredericksburg office, but you can find all of our information on braininjurysvcs.org. We actually have the Brain Injury Awareness Project, which is a podcast that we've recently launched. And, you know, one of our board members is a former NFL player, and he touches on some of the serious issues that you know, the NFL guidelines and their regulations around head injuries and kind of how that follows an athlete. So a lot of really good information there. You can look at our different departments, but yes, all of our services are free. And we service pediatrics, adults, veterans. So kind of a wide range of people. Based out of Fredericksburg, we have our case management. We're just now starting to get some counseling services going, so that therapeutic services. And then we also offer a day program, so some of our members can come. They work on a lot of rehabilitative things, community activities, and just learning some basic life skills. It's really interesting. We have a lot to offer. Our programs in Northern Virginia also offer some of those similar things. You know, we have a vocational department, counseling department, volunteering department. So we really do offer a lot for our clients.
Well, and I guess this does show that, I mean, these kinds of injuries and it can be a long rehabilitative process where a lot is needed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just for an example, you know, I have a client on my caseload, suffered a very, what would seem on the surface to be a mild concussion during gym class. And she's 3 years post-injury, and she's having a difficult time reading, which she used to be a huge avid reader. She still has that sensitivity to light, gets fatigued very easily. And when you're talking about a young adult, that can interfere with a lot of day-to-day activities and make learning very difficult. So, I mean, these injuries can have serious impacts in your everyday life.
Boy, they can. And you don't think about soccer or lacrosse or volleyball, basketball, those kind of injuries. But all it takes is just a seemingly even a minor kind of incident and can result in this kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it can happen anywhere, anytime, to anybody. And that's a very scary fact about it.
And again, like we kind of go back to where parents being alert to all of this.
Yeah, just get your kid checked out. Like I say, it's always better to have that second opinion, give you some peace of mind. And you can always ask your coaches and your school, say, hey, do you guys do any baseline testing here? I heard about it on the radio from this crazy case manager at Brain Injury Services. And let's say your kid passes that test, no problem. Well, now you have a little bit more peace of mind, and then their symptoms resolve in 48 hours. And you're like, okay, we probably don't need to go see a doctor. You have now two different pieces of data to support that. If your kid fails that baseline testing and then their symptoms don't resolve in two to 3 days, and you say, maybe we should really go get you checked out again.
For someone to come to Brain Injury Services, can they come directly or do they need to be referred?
Nope, they can just come directly to us. If you go to that website, braininjurysvcs.org, you'll find kind of, you can self-refer, call into our main line, and then our wonderful front office people will direct you to who you need to be in touch with. We do need medical information, so just kind of some medical diagnosis to confirm that there was a head injury. And that's really for us, too, to kind of figure out what you need, you know, how can we best serve you based off of your injury? Because all head injuries are so different. So really just kind of being better prepared and how to best fit your needs.
You have offices all around the region, just shows the severity and the wide number of these kinds of injuries.
Yeah, it's very scary, right? So we find that roughly about 5 million people across America are going to get a concussion every year. And that's just concussions, right? Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, a severe TBI or, you know, clients who've had a stroke. Those all count as head injuries. That's just concussions. That's 5 million people a year. That's a very high number. And it's a lot of people just think that they can, you know, we'll go home and rest. I'll sleep it off. I'll feel better tomorrow. But again, it's always better to just get checked out by a doctor and confirm.
This is more than just shake it off and go back in. And I guess that's what's scary about Tua's first injury, that after we all saw him stumble and then, you know, he's back in the game. And then what happened the next game? This really is nothing to play around with.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, watching him stumble should have been a huge red flag for a lot of those doctors on the sidelines. And the fact that he went back in afterwards, it's, again, very scary. So, yeah, just being made aware of how serious this is and really just erring on the side of caution, because you really don't want to get a second injury. You do not want a second concussion, because that's when things start to get really dangerous. And I was a college athlete, right? I get it. I did not want to come out of the game for anything. So it really is going to fall on the parents and coaches to say, I think you need to sit the rest of this out and just make sure you're okay, because the kids aren't going to want to come out. I can tell you, as a college athlete, I did not want to come out of the game.
Sure.
And Tua probably did not want to come out of that game. And now we're seeing in a very short period of time how this is going to impact the rest of his life. So I think it serves as a very good reminder to take injuries very seriously. If you have any question or any hesitation, just err on the side of caution. Remove yourself from the game from you know, risk of further injury, and really let yourself recover.
Again, Jacqueline, if people want to get in touch with you and find out more, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, thank you so much. It's going to be braininjurysvcs.org, and you can find all of our information there. We have a great concussion awareness landing page. We have a toolkit for heads-up tips on how to treat concussions and kind of some at-home remedies and things that might be helpful in the classroom. So find out more information there, and hopefully we'll look forward to speaking to some of your listeners soon.